We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Yishtem Nicham Yaakov Bepidech Zuliyo. We're in Midos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Kol haksalim shehayu sham hayu gvohim. Says the Mishnah, all the walls that were in the Beis HaMikdash were high, were very high. We know the gates we already mentioned were 20 amos high, and the wall went even higher than that. Some claim that the walls were 40 amos high. But there's an exception, says the Mishnah. Chut mikosel hamizrachim, except for the eastern wall of the Har HaBayis. For what purpose? Why was that wall lower? Shah Kohen hasoreif es hapara omeid barosh Har HaMishcha, because the wall needed to be lower because the Kohen who was in charge of burning the Parah Aduma, which had to be done on Har HaZeitim, Har HaMishcha, that's where it was done. We needed him to stand on that mountain. Umiskavein v'ro'e b'pischo shel heichal b'shas hazayah sadam, so that he could look towards over the wall through the entrance of the heichal at the time that he sprinkled the blood. This is the animal is supposed to be shechted, the Parah Aduma on Har HaZeitim, but is sprinkled towards the Beis HaMikdash, as the Torah describes. And the language the Torah uses in Bamidbar Yutes is V'hizah el nochach pinei Ol Moed midama. He's supposed to sprinkle the blood towards, opposite, the Ol Moed. And the Chacham will learn from there in the Sifri, Melamed Sheyea Kohen Miskavein Vero Epischo Shaleichal. The Kohen has to direct his attention towards towards the Pesach of the Heichal, B'shas Hazas Adam, at the time that he sprinkles the blood. Now, if the wall were too high, he would not be able to see, even though all of the gates were straight, were right in front of each other, nonetheless, he wouldn't be able to see the Pesach of the Heichal at that time, because the Har HaBayis ascends. So he wouldn't be able to see if the wall, to be able to look through the gate of the Shar HaRachamim, the golden gate that we have that faces Har HaZeitim, to look through that gate, the Shushan gate, which had that structure as we mentioned in the past, to look through there, he wouldn't be able to see the Pesach of the Heichal, because where the Pesach of the Heichal, although it may have been directly opposite that gate, nonetheless, it was higher than that gate. So in order to look, if you would look through the eastern gate, he wouldn't be able to see the Pesach of the Heichal, because it's a mountain. It kept going up. So in order to be able to see through the Pesach of the Heichal, the wall, it's you actually have to look over the wall. And if you looked over the wall when it was on Har HaZeitim, then he actually could see the Pesach of the Heichal at the time that they did the sprinkling of the blood. And therefore, that wall had to be lower than all of the other walls. In our case, and you can see some of the Mishnayos have illustrations of this, in our case, the entrance of the Heichal starts 22 amos above the floor of the Har HaBayis. So therefore, you couldn't see, if you look through the gate, you wouldn't be able to see it, which the gate was only 20 amos high. So therefore, by lowering the eastern wall, the Kohen was able to see, during the sprinkling of blood, able to see the Pesach of the Heichal. Perek Beis Mishnah Hey Ezras Hanashim Hayso Orech Mea Ushloshim V'Chamesh Al Rochav Mea Ushloshim V'Chamesh. The Ezras Nashim was used by men as well. It's called the Ezras Nashim because at the time of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that we discussed in Masechah Sukkos, there was a special balcony for the women so they could watch. That was to try to avoid the mingling between the men and the women. So it became known as the Ezras Nashim. But this is just the area outside Sha'ar Nicanor. And the Ezras HaNashim was 135 amos by 135 amos. Va'arba l'shachos hayu ba'arba mikzo'oseha shel arba'im ama. And there were four chambers. We mentioned these chambers already in Maseches Tamid. The chambers, they were four chambers. So this was a square. So in each of those four corners, 40 amos by 40 amos, there were l'shachos, there were chambers. V'lo yimikoros, and they did not have any ceilings on them. And in fact, that's the way they're going to be in the future. And they made the second Beis HaMikdash based on what we read in Yechezkel, which speaks about the third Beis HaMikdash, where we said the many are similarities between them. And this is the pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Mem Vav, where it says like this, so the Yechezkel speaks of his vision, that an angel is bringing him to the Beis HaMikdash. Now he's brought to the outer courtyard, which is a reference to the Ezras Nashim that we speak of in the second Beis HaMikdash, the outer courtyard. And he brought me, the angel brought me, says Yecheskel, to the four corners of that chatzir. So there were four of them in each of the corners, and they were kituros. So what is kituros? Meaning they ain't kituros, ela she'ena nekoros. Kituros means that they were not covered by a roof. So that's how we know from the pasuk Yecheskel Memvav, we know that these four chambers in the Ezra's Nashim, in the outer courtyard, which we'll describe what they're used for in a moment, were 40 amos, we said, but they did not have a roof. Umel Yumisham shows, so the Mishnah wants to know, okay, what purpose did they serve? Dromis Mizrachis, the southeastern chamber, he hoiso lishkas hanazirim. That was the chamber for the Nazirim. What were the Nazirim? Anyone who was a Nazir, what would they do in that area? Shasham hanazirim, mevashlim, eshalmeim. That's where they would cook the karmen shlomim, the special karmen shlomim that a Nazir has to bring at the end of his count of the Nazirus. Umigalchin esaron, and that's where they would shave their hair. Umishalch, also done at the end of the Nazirus. Umishalchim tachas hadud. And they would put the hair underneath the pot where the karban shlomim was being cooked, as the Torah describes. So that was done in that corner, in the southeastern corner of the Ezra's Nashim, Lishkas Hanazirim. Then it was Mizrachis Tzvonis, the Mishnah continues, there was the northeastern corner, Hihaisa Lishkas Ha'etzim. That was the chamber of wood, Shasham HaKohanim Ba'alei Mumim Masli'im Ha'etzim. Kohanim were Ba'alei Mumim, who had blemishes, who cannot serve, do the Avodah. They were in charge of checking the wood to make sure that there were no worms in them, or remove the pieces of wood that had worms in them, so they were taken out. They could not be used on the Marach as the arrangement on the Mizbeach to burn the Korbanos. So that was there. They were in charge, and that was done in the Lishkas Ha'esim. V'chol Eitz Shenimsa Botolas Pasul Me'al Gabe HaMizbeach. And any Eitz that had a worm, that was disqualified to be used on the Mizbeach. There is a chazal that says that Lishkas Ha'esim, in fact, was the place where there seemed to be an uneven floor, and someone who was in there noticed that maybe because of that, something underneath it. And many claim that's maybe where underneath, the very deep underneath, is where the aron was hidden. And then which was hidden by Yoshio HaMelech. Tzvonis Ma'aravis, the northwestern corner, another Hahi Haisa Lishkas HaMitzorayim. That was the Lishka of Mitzorayim. People at Tzaras had to finish the whole purification process had to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. That is where they prepared for that. Ma'aravis Dromis, and the final one, which was the southwestern corner, Omar Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, the famous Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, who we claim is the author of Maseches Midos, because he was an eyewitness to the second Beis HaMikdash. She says, you know, Shachachti Meh Haisa Misham. I forgot what that fourth corner was all about, or what purpose it served. I remember the others, and I don't remember the fourth one. Abba Shol says, no, I'll tell you what that was. Shum, you want to know what that happened in the southwestern corner? Shum hayu, or the Ezra's Nashim, Shum hayu nostim yayin v'shemen. That's where they would store the wine and the oil. Wine for the Nesachim, oil, obviously, for the four Menachos. He hayisa nikres lishkas b'shmanya. That was called lishkas b'shmanya, which likely was the place where they found, in the Hanukkah story, was the chamber where they happened to find one small jug which had the chosam of the Kohen Gadol. V'chalaka hayisa barishona v'hikifuha chitzotzra. So this is what we mentioned before. The idea that the Ezra's Nashim originally was built with walls that were chalaka. Chalak means they were smooth, they were flat. Nothing stuck out from the walls at all. Until Hikifua Kisotra, they surrounded it on the inside with a balcony. And that was on ledges, and those ledges obviously protruded from the wall, so now it's no longer smooth. Why did they make this balcony in the Ezra's Nashim? Sha'anashim ro'os milamalon v'ha'anashim milmaton. So that during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, on the 7 days of Sukkot, so the woman would watch the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the dancing, the juggling, etc., from the balcony, and the men would watch, would be below. Kedei shelo yimor rabin, so they would not mingle together. And then the Mishnah concludes, v'chamesh esrei ma'alos, Olos mitoch al Ezra's Yisrael. There were 15 steps that went up from within the Ezra's Nashim to the area of the inner chatzer, which was known as the Ezra's Yisrael. And even fact that inner chatzer, that inner azara was divided into different parts as well, as we'll see in a little bit in the Masechta. So there are 15 steps that went up from the Ezras Tashlim to the Ezras Yisrael. Kineged chamesh esei malos shavit hilim, and that corresponds to the 15 prakim of Shir Hamalos that we have in Tehillim, from the Tehillim Kuf Chaf to Tehillim Kuf Lamid Dalid, all the Shir Hamalos or Shir Lamalos that we have in Tehillim. So there are 15 steps, Sha'aleim Alevim Omen Bashir, and it's upon those 15 steps that Levim would say, sing these 15 songs, these Shir Hamalos, during the Simchas Beis Hashoeva. So they stood on these steps. Lo Ayu Trutos Elumu Kafos Kachasi Goan Agula. These 15 steps were not straight, they were round, like a Chatzi Goran, like a half a circular granary, because the having round steps would have more people standing on them. You had more people who could sing these Shir Hamalos during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva at that time.